We start this hour by heading to the state capitol. The process of getting citizen-driven initiatives on the Arizona ballot is continuing to run into significant modification by legislative majorities. Yesterday, HB 2244 was approved on a 16-14 vote by the Senate. The key phrase seems to be strict compliance with Arizona election law, as opposed to the current designation of substantial compliance. And to help us interpret how this shakes out, we're joined by a few minutes by Ben Giles of the Arizona Capital Times. Ben, good morning.
Good morning.
So what does strict compliance mean in this situation? Is there a possibility that an initiative could be rejected because of a typo, for example?
Yeah, there is a possibility that the fear is some minor technicalities now could get initiatives kicked off the ballot or prevented from getting on the ballot in the first place, more so. The concern is there's a lot of little rules to follow as you're gathering petitions. You need a lot of signatures to get initiatives to qualify for the ballot in the first place. And every 2 years in an election year, we see lawyers head to court to challenge those petitions for any number of reasons. And in the past, the way courts have ruled is with a substantial compliance lens when they're looking at these initiative rules. They're looking to see was the law upheld in a substantial way, and going forward, the legislature, at least the Republican majority at the legislature, wants the courts to view this with a stricter compliance, and that means that some minor errors could have big consequences for petition gatherers.
And have the arguments for and against HB 2244 been the same as those on other initiative-related bills? We're hearing the same from those on the right as we would for everything else, and those on the left saying this is not right, you're taking away from part of Arizona's constitution, et cetera.
Right. It's been the same arguments for any number of initiative bills that have made their way through the legislature this year. The Republicans focus on integrity. They say that we need to restore integrity to the initiative system, which implies that there is something wrong with it now as it currently is, while Democrats say that the true nature of these initiative attacks, they call them, is to try and make it harder for citizens to pass laws via the ballot, because if you can't get your proposed law on the ballot in the first place, citizens won't have a chance in November every 2 years to vote that law up or down. And a little bit of that did come out in the Senate debate yesterday as the chamber passed the strict compliance bill. A couple of lawmakers did allude to the fact that they're really upset that that voters approved Prop 206, which hiked the minimum wage on January 1st of this year. And they point to the Voter Protection Act, which was also something approved by voters, that makes it more difficult for them to change laws that voters approve on the ballot. They need a 3/4 majority at the legislature to make any changes, and only changes that further the intent of the law, which basically prevents them from wholesale undoing laws that voters approve.
Ben, what you just said makes it seem so transparent, at least, that many of those in the majority who are going this way, it's almost, without saying these words, it almost seems like kind of a war on voters to some extent. I'm exaggerating a bit, but it does seem like, well, voters have tied our hands for too long, so this can't happen anymore. And then the straw that broke the camel's back was Prop 206.
In a lot of ways, yes. The argument that the Voter Protection Act ties the lawmakers' hands has long been heard at the Capitol, since 1998, when voters approved it, really. Lawmakers don't like the fact that some of their power, in a sense, has been stripped of them. We heard Senator Sylvie Allen note that while the Constitution does give Arizona voters the right to pass laws by the ballot, the Constitution, as originally written, also, she said, gave the legislature the right to change those laws. And there were, time and time again over Arizona's history where lawmakers would just scrap a law that voters approved. It happened in 1997, a year after Arizona voters first approved medical marijuana legalization in Arizona. So this is another case where a lot of Republican lawmakers don't like something that voters approved.
And Ben, finally, briefly, what do you think about Governor Ducey? Has he indicated that he is in favor or against this?
The governor doesn't usually like to talk much about bills as they make their way through the legislature, but I think a safe bet is that he's in favor of these measures. He's already signed one, House Bill 22, 2404, which was another initiative change. And if that's any indication, he'll likely sign the bill that passed yesterday, 2244. And there's another one up for debate today. Senate Bill 1236 is getting votes in the House likely this morning. That one would actually impose $1,000 fines for violations of laws pertaining to initiatives. And the petition gatherers or the campaign that is running a certain initiative would be liable for that fine. So we're seeing a multi-pronged approach to changing the initiative laws this year.
And it sounds like the governor strictly supports it rather than substantially supports it. Ben Giles of the Arizona Capital Times. Ben, thanks.
Thank you.